Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The shortstop, Wayne Ambler. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Nagel. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nels Potter. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Nels Potter. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Quel. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Rigney. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Johnny Rigney. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Siebert for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Joe Quel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hayes moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic bunts in front of the plate. Hayes fields it and throws to first for the out. Hayes moves to third. QL moves to second. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nagel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hayes scores. QL moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lodigiani fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lodigiani. QL scores. Radcliffe moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards right field. Moses picks it up and throws to third to catch Radcliffe for the out. Walker moves to second. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walker scores. Appling moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes strikes out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL juggles the ball. That's an error on QL. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. QL hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 0 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lodigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Ambler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0 for 1 in the game. Ambler takes first base on ball 4. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ambler moves to third. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes misplays the ball. That's an error on Hayes. Ambler scores. Siebert moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Siebert moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0 for 1 in the game. Nagel strikes out. 2 outs. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0 for 1 in the game. Lodigiani hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McNair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Appling moves to second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground for an out. McNair moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 1 out. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 1 in the game. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Potter can't make a play. That's a base hit. McNair scores. Tresh moves to third. It's 4-1, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Rigney moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. D. Miles now playing right field. Wally Moses now playing center field. Sam Chapman now playing first base. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tresh scores. Rigney moves to third. Hayes moves to second. It's 5-1, White Sox. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Quell strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0 for 1 in the game. Potter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes misplays the ball. That's an error on Hayes. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Ambler takes first base on ball 4. Moses moves to second. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Moses moves to third. 2 outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moses scores. Miles moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, White Sox. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hayes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a pop-up, foul, in back of first. Nagel settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Nagel. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McNair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0-for-2 in the game. Nagel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chapman moves to second. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-2 in the game. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chapman scores. Nagel moves to second. It's 5-3, White Sox. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0-for-2 in the game. Potter bunts for an out with unknown description. Lodigiani moves to second. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-3 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Lodigiani moves to third. Two outs. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Ambler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rigney hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0-for-1 in the game. Miles hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hayes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Quell takes first base on ball 4. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. Krivic bunts for an out with unknown description. Quell moves to second. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. QL scores. It's 6-3, White Sox. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Radcliffe. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Radcliffe steals second. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nagel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0-for-3 in the game. Potter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-3 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rigney hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-4 in the game. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gantenbian pinch hits for Wayne Ambler. Joe Gantenbian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbian hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0-for-2 in the game. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rigney juggles the ball. That's an error on Rigney. Gantenbian moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Gantenbian moves to third. Miles moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.